Okay, so I'm going to just share briefly about my time in Africa, and I hope that you ask questions as it will be easier for me to elaborate on details rather than just pulling them off the top of my head. But basically, I was interested in going to South Africa slightly before Sarah came to visit our church to explain more about the mission trip. But what happened was, like, leaders of college group had, like, mentioned that Sarah had open spaces for people from our church, and since I wasn't doing anything that summer, and they were strongly encouraging us, those of us who weren't doing much during the summer, to go, I was considering it. But I was also praying about it, as I was worried that I was going for personal reasons and not for the right reasons. And if my interest in going was for personal reasons, then it wouldn't be, it wouldn't be necessarily, like, bad for me to go. It wouldn't be right, I think. And so, like, after praying for a while, I still decided to go, because I thought it would be a good way for me to learn about, like, other places, as well as, I thought it would be, since I felt I was stagnating, I felt it would be a good way to get kind of like a culture shock, I guess. But anyways, for the trip, we spent 10 days in South Africa, as like 4 days of the 2 weeks was basically for traveling, as like the plane ride was ridiculously long. No, like, seriously, it sucks when you have, like, when you're traveling, like, 24 hours, and that's not even including the, like, riding in the bus part. So, in any case, the first night when we got there, we didn't really do much. Then, the next day, we went to a care point called Zwelisha, and we spent about 3 hours there, I think. Mainly just playing with our kids, because as Sarah put it, we were just getting our feet wet. Then from Wednesday to Friday, we went to the care point called Oshak. Well, we were technically in a different care point, because at Oshak there were 3 care points, which were Beast Cup, Oshak, and Stobella. And the one that Ridgewood and my church, CCCMD, supports is actually Stobella and not Oshak, for those who are wondering. During the first day, we spent some time playing with kids, and then we went with the care workers, who are the people who, like, take care of the kids and feed the kids, to go and visit homes and whatnot. The Oshak area is, like, super rural, and everyone lives ridiculously far apart. Like, I think for us, the group I was in, to walk to the child's home, it took easily over half an hour, if not more. And it was just really, really far. And the thing also was, is that since it was winter down there, basically, if the sun was covered, the temperature dropped like 15, 20 degrees. So it was pretty chilly as well. At night, it hit like 35 degrees, I think, which is quite cold. The 2 nights we stayed in the Oshak area, we stayed in like a house. So the girls stayed in like a house, and the guys stayed in like a cement building, and it was cold, kind of. But I dressed warmly, so it's okay. The second day, we split into groups, and some of the groups talked with the care workers about their stories to learn what they had gone through and such. As the care workers are women who, like, who live in the community and have grown up in the same community as the children. And what they do, and usually they like I mentioned, they take care of the kids when they come to the care point. They feed the children, and they also visit their homes to ensure that they have basic essential services, and such as like security, like having locks on doors and whatnot, as well as having enough blankets. Let's see, what else? They get fed one meal a day at care points, and depending on the child, that could be the only meal they get that day. Then, basically, for Hands at Work, the structure they have, well, the vision they have is, like, they want to build a wall of protection around the children, and the foundation for all of it is Christ, and then the church, then healthy leadership, and then what they call holy home visits, where, as I mentioned, the care workers go to visit the children, and they, in the past couple of years, they've changed up the method they do it because they're not associated with the government anymore. So what they do is that they just go there and wait for God to show up. And, yeah. And then for the next up on the wall is serving the most vulnerable. So rather than like a lot of our other organizations where they tend to be like, oh, you're helping to like fund this child and whatnot, basically the money that's donated is pooled, and then the care workers go around to select the most vulnerable children in the community. And the vulnerability can vary depending on whether or not they have like parents that take care of them, or like a caregiver, which might be like their grandparents, or like an older sibling, or like where they have like enough money or like food and whatnot. And then the three services provided, which is also in the wall, is food, education, and basic healthcare. Food would be the one meal a day they get. Healthcare would be if they, basic healthcare would be like I mentioned, like security, which would be like locks, blankets, having like a decent like roof above their heads, or like if they need to go to the clinic, that they would Hands at Work would be able to cover them for visits to the local clinic. And then for education, education in South Africa is free, but the kids have to buy their own uniform. So in the event that they can't buy their own uniform, Hands at Work will buy it for them. Then above that is care worker support, and then care points. And for care worker support, it's they realize that since these women are taking care of these children, but a lot of them have suffered through their own like trauma and similar things to the children, they also need to be taken care of as well. So what they have is they have these Maranatha workshops where the care workers can come together and speak out about what they have faced in their own lives and what troubles they have had, so that they can receive healing from which they never had before. So let's hear. So while we're in Oshuk, after the second day, which I mentioned that that some of the other people spoke with the care workers and got their stories, it was I think Ridgewood also gave T-shirts to them. Let's see. Then we played with the kids, I think, and that was more or less it for that day. And then the next day, we didn't visit Stabella, but we went to Beast Cup instead. And we briefly visited Oshuk in the morning to kind of just see what it was like. For Beast Cup, it was also really wide. Like, we saw like a care worker coming over like the mountain, and one of the people in our group, Kevin Chai from my church, saw her, so he ran down and went to like help her like and help carry her stuff as she was walking over to the care point. And as Kevin Chai has put it, it's like walking a mountain, Lord of the Rings. So you can get the idea that it is crazy far. And so then we split up into groups and visit and went with the care workers to visit more children. And on that day, the group I was in, which was me, Corinne, Sarah, and one of the care Volunteer care workers? Yeah. We went to visit the home of this family that was that were refugees from Swaziland. And because South Africa is probably the richer of the countries in that area, there's a lot of refugees from surrounding countries who go to South Africa to look for a job. But the problem is, as a refugee, since they have no papers, they can't. The children cannot graduate from high school, and the parents cannot receive a pension for having children under a certain age. So we met a boy there named Wonder, and he was not in school because he had dropped out of school in fifth grade, I believe. And part of the reason why he didn't want to go back to school was that because he would be re-entering fifth grade and he was like 16, I think, he was worried about being made fun of because he had a mustache. but it was really far to get to his house. I think we went over a hill, down a hill, up another hill, and then down another hill, and then up another hill again. So it took a while. And this is at like a pretty good walking pace too, at least like half an hour-ish. Yeah, and it's like, it's really amazing like what these, and just like, which is like what these children have to like go through each of, like just like every day, and just how hard it is for them to just live, I guess. And yeah. So, let's see, the weekend we mostly did, like, random stuff, because there wasn't, it wasn't, like, because it was, like, holidays, so we didn't do home visits and stuff, and more, it was more on sightseeing and stuff. Then Sunday we went to a local church, which was at a university, that most of the hands at work, volunteers, attended, and it was very... It was interesting. I like the sermon a lot. But yeah. Then on Monday we went back to Zwillisha, and this time we went with the care workers to go and visit the homes of several children. And as Zwillisha, it was more like a it was very poor, but the houses were good. A lot closer together, so it was more like neighborhoods, I guess, in that like the houses were next to each other, so it was quite a lot less walking. But I guess in Zwillisha, what happens is there isn't like wells and stuff or like pumps, but rather that they have these like. Well, yeah, they have pumps, or kind of. They have like these faucets on the side of the road, where the government will turn it on like once a week, I think, and they'll basically just fill up as much water as they can, and carry it back home so that they for the week they could like shower, do their laundry, wash dishes, make food, etc. And yeah, it was and at the care point, I think it's like. You realize just how hard it is for like a lot of these children, as like several of them are like relatively old, like a lot, like I think the oldest one I like met was like 20, and he was in 10th grade, I believe. So I think he was a bit so like a lot of the children have either like failed a year, or they had to miss school for whatever reason, where it'd be like taking care of their family or for other reasons. And then let's see, and then this year later that week on, let's skip over Tuesday, on Wednesday we went to a care point called Siatatuka. And it was one of the earliest care points that were established, and it was very interesting, as I guess it was different from the other Care Points in that it was a lot older. So most of the care workers had been doing it for a long time. Yeah. And it was good. We did home visits. And then afterwards, the kids came over and played. And the kids at this care point were more fluent in English for whatever reason. So it was much easier to talk to them compared to the kids at some of the other care points. Yeah. And then, on Thursday, we stayed at the main facility for the Hands at Work volunteers and spent time just like helping out there. And that was more or less it of what we did. Does anyone have any questions about like Hands at Work or like what we did there?
What kind of
song
did you sing?
Okay, so well, before like the meals and stuff, the care workers and the children would usually sing songs in Saswati, which was the main language that they spoke in that region, because South Africa has 9 official languages. I think that's not including English. Because of like apartheid, so each area has their own official language. And let's see, it was interesting. It's more like a call and answer type of song, but because it was in Saswati, I have no idea what they were singing at all. So we would just like kind of clap and like dance along with the song, and kind of like smile awkward. Well, depending on the person, some would smile a bit more less awkwardly, and some of us would smile more awkwardly. So teach your own. Yeah.
Thank you. Do they ever have a Sunday school or a time when they hear about the word of God?
From what I remember, a lot of the care workers were slowly encouraging them to, several of the families would go to church on Sunday, but also the care workers would encourage them to sing songs about like God and more religious songs over like cultural songs. So while they didn't tell the children to not sing cultural songs and do cultural dances, they strongly encouraged that they would sing Christian songs so that I guess it'll be like assimilated rather than just be like you have to do this.
What was the sermon about? If you don't remember,
that's fine. Huh? Oh, it was about God's assurance.
Joel, you said earlier that you didn't really know
before
you went. You really didn't know if you should go, and you prayed about it. So, well, I really wanted to ask you, what did you pray, but that's okay. What do you feel was your greatest, more than anything else, I was helped by this, or more than anything else, I feel that I helped them in this way, those two things. How much of a help were you, do you feel that you were a help, and how much did you learn? What was the best? Thank you.
To be honest, because it's such a short mission trip, Sarah told us that when we go, the main goal is to encourage the care workers that are there to like basically show that we remember them, that we know their name, that they are not forgotten, I guess. And I think while I do think we encourage them, it also really encouraged me to see how much love they pour out on the children, and just like, even though they have gone through so many hardships, they're still willing to just keep on giving to the children in their communities and just care for those around them. And I guess what I benefited the most in was, for me, it's like, if I was to go and not have a changed worldview, then it would be pointless, because while it would be a good experience, it would be meaningless as it would not impact me and how I view things. But I think that what I gained the most from it was a changed worldview in how I see things and how I perceive them, I guess.
Are you going back then now?
I have no idea.
Thank you, Joel. Great report. Very thorough. It was very thorough, and it was good. We want to pray for Hands at Work, and we haven't met these children, but through your eyes we have. So we're going to pray for them. So why don't you join me? Father, we thank you that you allowed Joel this opportunity to serve you, and these others that went as well. We thank you for this organization, dear God, Hands at Work, and their mission there to aid these children to build this wall of protection for body, soul, and spirit. And we thank you, Lord God, for we know that those that went were a help and an aid and in furthering your kingdom. And we ask, Lord, that you'll meet these children. We don't know them, but through Joel's eyes, Lord, we see them, and we pray that you'll bring them to yourself, Lord. That, Lord, they'll come to salvation, and we know that you supply every need in Christ Jesus. We just thank you for that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Although I did think for a minute you were running for president. That had that feeling. But very good. Very good report. Well, let's, time's going on, so, but we want to hear what Christ is doing in you. So we're going to start with, I'm going to say God bless Dan Baker, and then we'll take it from there, okay?
How did I know?
I don't know.
Clairvoyant.
It's probably because I go to his church.
Well, these testimonies have been wonderful, haven't they? And for you, some of you, I love it. You look disappointed, and that's good. That's good. Because in the wonderful things we've been hearing, you realize that Christ is working in our lives, that he lives. Amen? He lives. This isn't a religion. This isn't just a, you know, being in a fellowship. Our Lord lives, and he's working in and through us. And we're going to continue, and we know who hasn't gotten up, and we'll be able to pick this up. Maybe we'll have a few tomorrow morning, and then if we have a fireside time tomorrow night, and then as we go on. We want to hear from all of you, because I've totally been blessed by what God is doing in our lives, and we need to be reminded of it. Why don't we turn in our hymnals to Since Jesus Came Into My Heart. Since Jesus Came Into My Heart. It's 448. Every one of these testimonies have glorified our Lord.
Since Jesus came into my heart.
An offering of thanksgiving for the good things we heard. Didn't we hear some good things? Amen, right? Wonderful. So let's just thank Him. Oh, Father, we thank You. We worship You, oh God. We thank You. We offer up this offering, Lord, of praise to You, of thank You for moving in lives, oh God, for working, oh Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord God. Oh, we thank You for Your grace, oh Lord God. We thank You for Your mercy, Lord Jesus. Our great God, we praise You, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, dear God. Our wonderful Lord. God, we offer this praise. We offer this offering of praise for Your goodness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise Your name. Oh, God. Praise Your name. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You for moving in these lives. Thank You for moving in these lives. Oh, God. We thank You. Hallelujah. We do thank You, Heavenly Father, for the great work of Christ that's going forth. Going forth to conquer and to conquer. And the good report that we heard, Lord, is still in our ears, and we rejoice that our God is moving and working in lives in a mighty way. And Lord, we know that there's so much more we could hear of how You're helping, guiding, keeping, saving. Lord Jesus, that You're changing us from the inside out. You're so good and so merciful. It would have been enough if You just died for our sins. But Lord, You are perfecting that which concerns us. You are supplying everything we need, and we're grateful. We just want to, Lord, end tonight by just saying thank You for changing us, for making us more like Yourself through the Holy Spirit. And we give You all the praise and glory. Amen. We're going to sing that last, and then we'll be dismissed for this evening. But we will continue. We're anxious to hear what God is doing. If you haven't had a chance, I hope that your heart is palpitating, saying, I want to share what Jesus is doing in my life. Let's do that. Let's sing the fifth.
I shall go there to dwell in the sea.